This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
Trombonist Tom Riccobono is the soloist with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra this weekend, and he has joined us in studio today. Thanks so much for being here, Tom.
Hi, Nancy. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're a longtime member of the Traverse Symphony Orchestra, and you've played as soloist with them before, but it's been a while, so it's great that you're going to be doing it, and the Northern Michigan audience can see and hear you again in this capacity.
I'm really excited, and it's going to be so great to work with my friend Carolyn Watson, who, of course, taught at the Interlochen Arts Academy for a long time and still conducts in the summers.
Yeah, she's been really all over the world, and she's conducting here in Northern Michigan again. I have found out that you're bringing this trombone concerto by a classical composer to our Northern Michigan audience. His name is Georg Christoph Wagenseil, and I'm going to be honest, I never heard of him before I read the program for this weekend's concert with the TSO.
Not exactly a household name.
No.
But, you know, Mozart and Haydn were very familiar with him, and he can be found in their writings. But Mozart and Haydn did not produce a trombone concerto, and Wagenseil did. So there you go. There's only three trombone concertos written from the classical era. Those are by Albrechtsberger, Leopold Mozart, and Georg Christoph Wagenseil.
When I'm thinking about music from the classical era, trombone isn't the first thing that jumps into my mind.
Well, it was actually highly used, and even before then, it's one of the oldest instruments, 500 years old, but it was utilized in the churches. And immediately upon the invention of the trombone, there was an alto tenor, bass, and soprano, and they accompanied the voices in churches. So you can hear in Mozart operas the use of trombone still in sort of that configuration, alto tenor and bass, and sounding like the supernatural. Anything that was out of this world, Mozart uses the trombones to kind of punctuate that.
When there's a trombone section in an orchestra, which one are we listening to?
There's usually two tenor trombones and one bass trombone. And sometimes on classical works, we'll use an alto trombone, a tenor trombone, and a bass trombone.
Well, I noticed the instrument you have with you today is on the petite side.
I left it in the dryer too long.
What's the deal with this instrument?
Yeah, that's an alto trombone. And I use that instrument when we play Beethoven in the Traverse Symphony Orchestra. And I've also used it on some Brahms works, Mendelssohn, and on the Rite of Spring, because we did an arrangement that had some horn parts in my part, so I used the alto trombone for that. It's pitched a fourth above, so a tenor trombone is pitched in B-flat, and the alto trombone is pitched in E-flat. So it has to be shorter because it's a higher tessitura.
When you're switching between tenor trombone and alto trombone, how big of a challenge is that switch?
It is quite a bit of a change because all of the slide positions are different.
How about the mouthpiece?
It's smaller. That's a challenge too. I would say that the positions is the main challenge, I think, the difference in positions. But yeah, the mouthpiece size is smaller, the shank is smaller, so you think a little bit more compact.
So the Traverse Symphony Orchestra said, Tom, it's time for you to be soloist again. How did you end up in a classical state of mind?
Oh, I think that because the programming of the concert, the Jupiter Symphony of Mozart, this would only fit in using the same instruments and also the era and everything. It just fits the program.
We're going to hear Tom Riccobono. He's playing alto trombone today with pianist Susan Snyder. This is the concerto by Wagenseil. You can look forward to hearing it with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra this weekend.
Thank you.
The Concerto for Trombone by Georg Christoph Wagenseil, trombonist Tom Riccobono, performed with pianist Susan Snyder in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. Thank you for playing that classical trombone concerto for us today. Tom Riccobono, our community has seen you all over the place conducting. You're on the podium all the time. Benzie Symphony Orchestra, Interlaken Arts Academy, you've conducted the Brass Ensemble, and you've conducted the Traverse Symphony Orchestra several times. Next month, I hear you're conducting the Traverse City Opera. But now it's your turn to be next to the podium as the soloist.
I think we're so blessed to have such a rich environment with the arts in Traverse City. And it's just such a pleasure to be involved in so many things because there's so many great musicians and great people here to work with.
In addition to all those ensembles, you're at the helm of those, and now you're soloist in a matter of days at the TSO concert, and you teach full-time at Interlaken Arts Academy. It really is a busy-sounding life you have.
It's so great to work with the students at Interlaken. Their excitement is invigorating, and it's infectious, and their love of music is just wonderful. And then the adult groups, like the Benzie Symphony, are adults who have an incredible passion and excitement for music, and they want to play their whole lives, and I want to help them do that. So it's really a passion that I have, and I think it's just wonderful to get people started and then to help them to play their instruments throughout their lives. It's very healthy. It's good for our hearts, our souls, and our minds.
Tom Riccobono, trombone soloist, conductor, instructor of low brass at Interlaken Arts Academy. The list goes on. Tom, thank you so much for joining us in Studio A today at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Nancy. Always great to talk to you.
Tom Riccobono appears as soloist with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra this weekend. The concert is Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock in Interlochen's Corson Auditorium.
Studio A is produced at Interlochen Public Radio, part of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Our digital content manager is Casey Brown. Amanda Sewell is our music director. Our recording engineer is Stefan Wiebe. Learn more at interlochenpublicradio.org.